Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report, and Happy New Year. It's January 3rd, 2013. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, our annual wrap-up for 2012. We look back at 2012, forward at 2013, and my goal is to take a strategic view of where we're going that will help make you smarter and more joyful, which will be important this year in navigating the risks and opportunities that lie ahead. I spend a lot of time working on the annual report. I'm a little bit like a hound dog who's looking for the duck, because what I want you to get is a couple of very important sort of deeper insights about what's been happening and what's coming that will really help you maintain your perspective over the next year. I'm going to try and do it in an hour and a half, but if you look at the material, I could go even longer. I've promised a lot of people I won't talk fast, so if you can't stick with us, we'll have the transcript ready in approximately 2 weeks. Great graphics. We try and really go to town on the annual wrap-up, so if you can't stick with us, don't worry. We'll have the transcript out to you. And even if you can stick with us, I recommend going through the transcript again when it's ready, because it's there's nothing, perspective is worth a lot of IQ points. Every year we do a poster for the year, and we have copies of all of them in the transcript, although they're all in the back of the blog. Last year our poster was Beginning is Near for 2012, sort of a takeoff on The End is Near, and sure enough, December 21st, I don't know about you, but I had a beautiful day throughout the winter solstice. But certainly the world did not end, so we didn't get out of any of our responsibilities. This year the poster is really, Ben Lazzardi, who does our posters, has outdone himself. It's called Coming Clean, you saw it in the update, and it's a pair of hands washing. And for those of you who've read our Coming Clean article, you know our concept of coming clean. But we think this is going to be a year when the process forces a lot of people into the opportunity of coming clean. And so that's our theme tonight, and it's going to be our theme for the year. We have slides on the webinar software. So if you want to track with where we are in the update, I have 15 sections to go through, including some wonderful questions. And I'm going to take as long as I need to answer all the questions. So feel free to post more on the webinar software. So I would encourage you to take a look at the slides, and you can know where we are by checking in with the slides we have. We'll track the sections with them. Okay, well, our first section, again, 15 sections. First section is Coming Clean. Coming Clean is the process by which we shift the corruption out of our entire lives, from our hearts and our minds, through our transactions, through who we associate with. Think of it as Jeffrey Smith, who we did a great Solari Report, author of the book Genetic Roulette and the maker of the documentary Genetic Roulette. In fact, he's one of the winners this year for Movie of the Year. He said in describing GMO food that we have to take the yuck factor up and think of coming clean as a way of getting all the yuck out of your life. 2013 is the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve and the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. And if you want to look back at trim tab events that really turned things and left us in the situation we're in now, much greater centralization, it's in no small measure because of our failure to come clean after we made those mistakes. And letting literally the central banking warfare model blossom into a parasite that is now invasively trying to control everything that walks, talks, and moves on planet Earth. One of the secrets to engaging in the coming clean process is that you want to organize it in a way that gives you practical energy day to day. So you're looking for a way of sequencing the coming clean process in a way that saves you time, saves you money, builds up your energy day to day, and makes you stronger. And I think as change accelerates, we're going to see a lot more people in the middle class be challenged. And what you're seeing is a tipping point of people who've been hit by what one of my old colleagues used to call the smite button. It's different things for everybody. Sandy, Hurricane Sandy in New York, and the government response to it, told a lot of people what folks in the Gulf and in New Orleans had learned on Katrina and the Gulf oil spill, which is, or the Kentucky power crash. Basically, the messages were on our own. A lot of people have been hitting on the smite button over vaccines and autism and sort of ways their children have been harmed or somebody in their family has been harmed from a variety of different issues in the traditional health system. The smite button could be money issues. It could have been the 2008 crash, foreclosures, unemployment, bailouts. And finally, a lot of folks got their hearts and emotions pumped and dumped on thinking that President Obama was able to bring real change as opposed to simply implementing the will of the machinery marching in the same direction it's been going for a long time. Some of us are going to see what's happening and jump the curve, as I call it. We're going to keep learning. We're going to keep adapting. We're going to reposition ourselves economically. We're not going to leave the matrix because the matrix at this point is everywhere. It's pretty invasive. But we can navigate it with a free heart and a free mind. Now, that's not free from the frustration at times, which can be mind-numbing. Certainly was over the last month. One of my New Year's resolutions was I was going to try and be more coherent in 2012. And there were times in December, especially when they smashed down the gold price, that coherence was a struggle. But some people are gonna reach out and move into the future. Some are gonna stay completely entrained. And I think one of the challenges for all of us is, for the most part, people who aren't gonna make it. We're not going to be able to help everybody, and we're not going to be able to associate with everybody if they're not willing to sort of move into the future. And I think that's the hardest part of coming clean is letting go of the people who don't have the intent or the competency or the character, or the energy to do so. Now, we're always, you know, I love people who are never going to come clean, and I'm not going to stop loving them and stop helping them just because they're not. That's sort of the nature of close friends and family sometimes. But keeping people in our lives who are splitting off in that way is going to be increasingly expensive. And so I think you want to be very, very careful about this sort of divide in the population and the people who move into the future and those who don't, and how you manage it in your own family and your own life. The opportunity for real change is absolutely remarkable. When you look at the numbers of what the economy could be like if it was fully optimized and what some of the new technology and the good aspects of globalization will allow us to do, you realize how wonderful life could be. It's amazing. One of the biggest businesses now in the developed world is trying to scare you to death. I think big media and a government job program is really, you know, out to create a lot more fear than there is. And so it's very important for all of us to maintain our inner giggle, I would say, to navigate the war on terror and the growing market share of the global war machine. It's possible to do. It's important to do. And every minute that you maintain your state of amusement is, I can't tell you how good it is for a shift of everything. Some of my favorite Solari reports in 2012 were with John Rappaport. We did one in February called The Matrix Revealed, and we talked about John's interviews with Ellis Medavoy, the PR expert, who sort of helped manipulate the media for the powers that be. And one of the stories that John and I talked about several times this year, but in The Matrix Revealed, is the extent to which Ellis confessed that no matter how much and how often they thought they had the population tricked, that there was this sort of divine intelligence out ahead of them that they could never quite control. And despite all the invasiveness of the technology and social media and everything else, I think that intelligence is going to continue to outwit the efforts to control. I think ultimately the beauty of the natural world is it's out of control. And that's a good thing. You're going to hear the big lie in 2013 a lot. The big lie is everything is going to hell and there's nothing you can do about it. Or we're all powerful and, you know, we've got it completely locked down and there's nothing you can do about it. And I just want to stress to you again that Winston Churchill was right. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And so that is a lie. Don't listen to it. There's tremendous power in the knowledge that comes with coming clean and hanging around with other people who are clean and coming clean. We have in our subscriber base people who've doing it, you know, they were doing it much longer than I realized the power of it. So they've been doing it for many, many years. And what's incredible to see is when you're with groups of people who've been doing it for a long time and how much they've accomplished. We always, I always enjoy going over to the Franklin's farm to do the precious metals report once a month with him. And I watch the Sanders clan as they work, you know, day in, day out for years. And it's just amazing. They're just off building their little world. And what's amazing, and they're just coming clean as much as they can. And they're having a remarkable time and getting a huge amount done. So whether you've been coming clean for years or just getting started, remember that in 2013, you know, the Titanic's going to dunk a lot more people in the water, and a lot are going to want to get in the arcs. And the more people there are who want to come clean, the more opportunities there are, the more potential allies. So think of that as a great opportunity. One of the things I've been doing for the last couple months is my favorite mystery writer is a guy named Andrew Vox. Sometime I should tell you more about him, but he has a series of books about a private investigator. Is a guy named Burke. I once fell in love with a man just because he reminded me of Burke. And he's a private eye who kind of navigates the underworld of New York's street crime and organized crime. And Burke is a man who knows how to live a free and joyous life in a hostile and very lawless territory. And he has the power to create his own family and his own word. And I was just listening to one of his, I've now got all of his books on Books on Tape. I was just listening to one yesterday, and he said, "My family are the people who will not turn me in." 2013 is a year when you want to be someone your family can count on, someone who won't turn in your family. Vax describes the internet as the ultimate op, meaning it's really created and benefits those who are centralizing intelligence. But I think it's more complex for the Ellis Metavoy reason, and that is, you know, we are many, they are few, as the British poet once said. And despite entrainment technology and invasive technology, it cuts two ways. And I think that the shared intelligence is a little bit ahead always and out of control. So coming clean is our focus this year on the Solari Report. This year, I want to help inspire you to see the promise of coming clean in your life and support you in that process. And I would just start and end here with a quote from musician John Cage, one of my favorite quotes. It's up on my refrigerator. He says, "Begin anywhere." So if you've been coming clean for 20 years or you haven't started, just pick up your list tomorrow when you look at your schedule and just begin anywhere.